So, graceful closure. Kind of made it.
Yeah, kind of graceful closure.
Jared is not here yet, so Bryce is starting things off.
Yeah, 33.34%.
Yeah.
Which means he is, in fact, the senior partner. He's got that extra little bit to even it out. So, good morning, Bryce. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing very good.
Good.
And what makes it hard is Jared is hopefully going to make it here in a minute, but we've got workers working on it a few things, so it looks like Jared's about ready to walk in the door every time I see one of the worker guys on our cameras, so I'll let you know when Jared gets here.
So, Bryce, how are you personally? What's up?
I'm doing well. I actually just got engaged, so I've been super busy with that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
have you picked your colors yet?
We've picked the colors.
You have? What are they?
It's like blue and copper. I'm not really doing anything. I'm just kind of like saying like, sure, yeah, let's do that.
At least you knew the colors. That was good.
I will tell you, now that you have a girl in your life and you don't care about anything because men never do, what you want to do is, I find that, and you got to rotate this, but every third or fourth option that's presented to you, say no. So it seems like you care. Because if you just rubber stamp it, then...
That's experience right there.
I'm just trying to help you out, okay? Because what's going to end up happening for her, it's going to be like, you never care about anything I care about.
But give in right after.
Yeah. I mean, you're...
It's not a hard no.
Yeah, you... No, it's not a hill you're going to die on at all. In fact, what you're going to do is you're gonna cave. But you caving shows that you care about her opinion even more.
True, very true.
There we go.
That's...
I feel like I need to have like a notebook right now.
You totally should. If you have some more questions, see me after class.
I'll see if I can help you. So you should have some postings. Well, hi, Jared.
Welcome.
We just thought Bryce should just start things off.
Yeah, we'll pass those around since those are late treats. I don't know if you've ever had late treats before, but they're pretty good.
Poor Jared. He actually went and got us donuts, which, by the way, is always the right thing to
do. Always appreciated. Very generous. Did not have to do that.
He really got penalized for that. So what happened, dude?
Well, I actually don't know what happened. I was in line, and she goes, hi, my name is so-and-so. It's on our Snapchat. She's like, hi, my name is so-and-so. What can I get for you? Oh, actually, I need you to pull forward. And so I just, like, patiently waited, but it took a long time.
Yeah.
And then I got there, and she gave me donuts, and I left.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm eating a donut right now. Well, we don't have a ton of time, but we're going to spend it with graceful closure. So we're going to eat donuts, so we'll be back in a second. Graceful closure. Is that okay with you, Bryce?
No.
But I want it!
Okay, sure.
You know what? Here's what I love about Graceful Closure. Not only did they bring donuts, but we were able to spend that entire song talking about
delicious donuts.
I appreciate your prolific donutness, gentlemen.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, it really is.
You've given us, you've imparted to us some things, yep. And now we feel more excited about donuts where maybe we were not. So it's been a good morning.
Well, that might not be good,
actually. I mean, anytime somebody comes in and says, you need to go to blank donut shop, I'm glad to see them.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
They are instant friends.
Yep. Absolutely. So we're kind of pressed for time. Let's just dig right into it. You guys, did I see correctly? Did you guys go off and do writing over Thanksgiving weekend? Is that what that was?
Okay. We did writing before Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
And we recorded.
Okay.
During Thanksgiving?
So you recorded during Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay.
So last time we were talking with you guys, we talked about like writing 30 songs, right?
Yeah.
So we've written a ton of songs.
Did you really write 30 songs?
Not fully 30 songs. And... But we went in and we've now picked several of those songs and so we recorded them. Yeah.
So what does this mean for us as Graceful Closure fans?
It means you're going to get awesome songs.
Yay!
So soon.
That's coming soon.
So we'll release them. We're not all at the same time, but the next one will be coming in January. So,
okay.
Yeah. Very soon.
Okay. Cool.
And now for soon then, because for Graceful Closure fans, if you're listening to Radio U in Columbus, they have a show tomorrow night with Mike Maines. So is it like too soon to hear more new music at shows, or
we won't have it at that show? There will be another show shortly announced that will have it.
There will be some surprises at the show tomorrow, though.
Oh, yeah.
Donuts?
Yes.
No.
Not donuts, but some stuff I'm pretty excited about.
I made the surprise very expensive, if that's going to be it.
You're like, hey, everybody, surprise. Everybody's going to get a piece of a donut. Now, yes. I've cut them into 30 seconds.
Krispy Kreme's catering.
And we're going to pass them around. And it's good. It's what you want.
Please only take one small piece. One now, very small piece.
Can we get a hint? Because, I mean, like, you said a surprise. Like, is there a hint? A hint. It doesn't
mean you
give it away.
If you like Stranger Things, you'll like tomorrow night.
Perfect.
Guys, the cast of Stranger Things is going to be at the show tomorrow night.
That's what I heard.
They're going to have a special trailer for the show for season 2, and you get to read the first episode script all tomorrow night at the show.
Now
that was a huge surprise.
Oh my gosh. That was Obi who said that, and not anybody else.
I'm so excited.
No one else
He's reading
said
my
that.
Mind.
Yeah. Way to ruin it, guys. Way to ruin it.
If you come in and we won't say anything else just in case we do ruin a surprise. We'll just leave it at that.
We're just going to stop right there.
Yeah, well, that sounds fun.
Just stop right there. So how's everybody else doing? How's Matt? He's not here.
Matt's doing good. Matt has a bae for like the first time in a long time.
Okay. Bae. That's exciting.
Like girlfriend.
Sure.
No,
yes,
I got
no,
that.
I mean,
that.
Other people define bae as like weird things, but.
Right.
Like
we got it. We got it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if he had bought real estate.
But that's not where he's at right now. That's not where he's at right now. He's adulting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So.
He's working.
Man, he is full on adulting. He's got a bae and he's got a job. This guy's got everything.
He's doing well.
Man, you guys
he's
are
got
all...
a fresh haircut too.
Ooh.
Looks good.
Wait, by fresh, do you mean really nice or he just got one?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, you gotta impress the girl.
See, that's the real surprise for tomorrow, but you're just ruining it.
Yes, way to go. It's strange that he got his haircut. That was it. That's the tie-in.
The Stranger Things are his haircut and his girlfriend.
It's the two things that you've ruined.
It's the weirdest thing.
I can't wait to see Graceful Closure tomorrow now, can I?
Cannot wait. You can get details on that show, RadioU.com. It's
Absolutely.
In Columbus with Mike Manns.
And then, like you mentioned, new music then hopefully in January?
Yes.
Okay, we'll look forward to it.
All right. Like I said, time is short. Anything else you want to get out there?
If you live in Columbus, come tomorrow. It's going to be super dope.
And he means even outlying areas. It's not just for people with a Columbus
right.
mailing address.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anything Jeez. Else?
No. Nothing all right. at all.
Let's eat some more donuts, guys.
Time.
Graceful closure.
We've got a little time left for that.